We're diving into some fascinating insights today based on Amit Sehgal's recent posts. Let's start with this idea that Trump's view on the hostages was perhaps not what many Israelis might have hoped. What's your take on that?
It's a crucial point. Sehgal suggests that Trump saw the hostages as a secondary concern, almost collateral damage in his broader strategy of eliminating Hamas. He even mentions Trump consistently getting the number of hostages wrong. It highlights a potential disconnect between American and Israeli priorities, particularly regarding the value placed on human life in this conflict.
That's a pretty strong statement. And Sehgal ties this into Netanyahu's thinking as well, suggesting he didn't really believe a full-scale invasion of Gaza with the hostages still there would actually happen. What's the implication there?
The implication is that Netanyahu and Dermer were operating under the assumption that a complete takeover of Gaza was unlikely, or at least wouldn't be seen through to the end. Sehgal even quotes himself from previous posts hinting at a third way besides a deal or a full-scale invasion. This suggests a more nuanced, perhaps even hesitant, approach to military action influenced by the hostage situation and international considerations.
So, what was this third way then?
According to Sehgal, it involved leveraging the post-Iran war momentum to strike a partial deal for the release of some hostages. But Hamas, emboldened by the starvation campaign narrative, refused. Then, the idea of conquering Gaza City arose, with Minister Dishter arguing it would be the end of Hamas. Interestingly, just talking about the operation led to Hamas suddenly agreeing to a partial deal.
It sounds like a very delicate dance. Sehgal mentions Qatar's role and the controversial strike. How did that play into everything?
Apparently, Qatar felt that hosting the negotiation talks gave them immunity from Israeli strikes. The strike on Hamas officials, even if unsuccessful, was seen as a violation and an insult. Sehgal quotes a source calling Qatar a spoiler state, capable of easily derailing agreements. However, Dermer views the strike differently, suggesting it played a role in pushing Qatar towards a deal.
So, it was a message, intended or not? And what about the broader plan for Gaza's future? Sehgal touches on a fascinating idea of a divided Gaza.
Yes, that's right. The plan, as Sehgal describes it, involves a partial reconstruction of Gaza under Israeli control with funding from Arab nations. The idea is to create a contrast between the rebuilt area and the Hamas-controlled ruins, incentivizing the population to choose a better life. This is presented as an interim solution, with the long-term goal being Hamas's disarmament.
And the Americans are optimistic about that disarmament?
Sehgal highlights the skepticism within the Israeli military. He quotes the chief of staff questioning how exactly a multinational force would disarm Hamas in the tunnels. The Americans are portrayed as having more faith in the process, urging the Israelis to believe that the second stage will happen too. It's a clash of perspectives, with the Israelis seemingly more grounded in the realities on the ground.
Moving on, there were also reports of disruptions to aid convoys and violence against Knesset members. How does that fit into this overall picture?
These incidents reflect the deep divisions within Israeli society regarding the handling of the conflict and the delivery of aid to Gaza. The disruptions to aid convoys by groups like Tzav 9 demonstrate a strong opposition to providing assistance to Hamas. The violence against Knesset members highlights the heightened tensions and polarization surrounding the issue.
Finally, Sehgal mentions Trump predicting more countries will join the Abraham Accords and the government voting on appointments related to religious ministries and renaming the war. Are these significant developments?
Trump's prediction reinforces the ongoing efforts to expand normalization agreements between Israel and Arab states. The government votes regarding ministerial appointments and renaming the war are more internal political matters, reflecting the shifting dynamics and priorities within the Israeli government. Renaming the war to Milchemet HaTakuma, War of Independence, carries significant symbolic weight, potentially signaling a shift in the narrative and long-term goals of the conflict.